Travels with Jack, a new Jack Flanders adventure with stories set in Brazil, India, Bali, Java, and Sumatra. And now, Dreams of Sumatra.
Oh, it's hot.
Mr. Flanders.
Oh, yes.
My name is Louise Nettles.
Oh?
May I sit?
If you don't mind sitting on the floor, sure.
I don't mind.
Look, can I order you something?
No, thank you.
Okay.
You may think it unusual for a strange woman to sit down at your table.
It happens to me all the time.
You're joking.
Actually, no. Are you sure you don't want a coffee or a coconut or something, Mrs. Nettles?
Louise.
Ah.
No. Is this your card?
Why, yes, it is.
What appears to be coming at you is coming from you.
Uh-huh.
Why is that on your card?
Why? Well, I heard it. I liked it. I had it printed.
Do you believe that?
The saying? Of course I do.
Mr. Flanders?
Oh, just Jack is fine.
My daughter has been a great admirer of yours.
Oh?
She's followed your adventures in Morocco, in Brazil, in India, and here in Bali. She, too, is a seeker.
Well, hide and go seek.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. Just something came to me.
My daughter...
Excuse me. Your daughter's name?
Jessie. Jessie studied anthropology at the University of California in Berkeley.
Oh, my alma mater.
She was researching primitive tribal cultures, especially the magical practices of these cultures.
Ah.
Well, about a year ago, she came to Indonesia to research the Minangkabau.
The Minangkabau?
Yes, the people of the highlands of West Sumatra.
Ah, yes, Sumatra. Where the rhinoceroses once roamed.
And tigers.
But not anymore.
There are still some in national parks.
Yes.
Jessie was living in Bukittinggi.
Bukittinggi?
The city is built at the base of two volcanoes.
Sounds risky. Bukittinggi, what does that mean?
Buka means hill, and tingi means high, so high hill.
Well, you've been doing your homework, haven't you?
You see, Mr. Flanders...
What happened to Jessie?
How did you know something happened?
Because you keep referring to her in the past tense.
Jessie disappeared.
When?
3 months ago. I came to Sumatra to look for her. I can't do this by myself.
Mrs. Nettles, now what about the authorities?
They don't know. They have no idea.
And so you want me to find her?
Please.
Hmm.
You see, Jessie became involved with some cult. I don't know what it is, but well, she... God, I don't know what to do.
Louise, here.
Thank you. You see, they still practice magic in Sumatra, even though they all follow Islam.
I see. Who sent you?
What? I came here on my own. Jessie admired your work, your study of natural magic, so I...
No, look. Now, maybe I can help you. But first, who sent you?
Okay. Her name is De Silva. Indrani De Silva.
She's Indonesian?
No, she's from Sri Lanka.
Well, what's her connection to your daughter?
Miss De Silva is also an anthropologist. She was Jessie's mentor. So... What do you say, Mr. Flanders?
Well, if you're paying the expenses...
Well, within reason.
Let's do it. Boy, this plane is packed. I'm surprised they haven't put seats out on the wings.
It's the last day of Ramadan, the holy month of fasting.
So?
So everyone is going home to be with their families.
Oh, it's a great time to travel. Hong Kong? I thought we were going to Sumatra.
We are. But the plane, it goes to Hong Kong. We change planes in Jakarta.
You know, most Americans know nothing about Indonesia. They don't even know where it is. This is the strangest stuff. What is this?
I have no idea.
It's like eating little fried triangles stuffed with God knows what. It's weird, but it's kind of good. Uh-oh. Here comes the dreaded airplane coffee.
Not for me, thank you.
Oh, sure, what the heck. No cream, black. Hey, take a whiff of this. This is genuine mocha java. And it's fresh. Wow. Oh, please, continue.
Jesse believed in another dimension that influences our physical reality.
Ooh.
She had heard in Bukittinggi there was a cult of women who could open a doorway into that dimension.
Women? Really?
Her letters only make a passing reference to all this. Her notebook doesn't mention it at all, but I know it had something to do with her disappearance.
Did you say her notebook?
Well, here. I don't know if it will be of much help.
Thank you.
I'm afraid there's no mention of the cult. What you'll find are poems, proverbs, just things she came across that she found inspiring.
I saw a child carrying a light. I asked him where he had brought it from. He put it out and said, "Now tell me where it is gone."
Huh. Well, they're not easy to understand.
What can the tiger catch in the dark recesses of his own lair?
She has pages filled with these things.
Originally, you were clay. From being mineral, you became vegetable. From vegetable, you became animal. And from animal, human. During these periods, you did not know where you were going. But you were being taken on a long journey nonetheless. And you have to go through 100 different worlds yet. Sufi.
What?
Sufi teachings. Do Sufis exist in Sumatra?
Oh, I don't know.
Where do we land?
Padang. It's on the coast. Then we have a 4-hour drive uphill through tea and coffee plantations.
Coffee?
I have rooms at the Hotel Pusaka.
Pusaka?
It is a 5-star hotel.
Sounds nice. This is really nice. Quite a lobby. It's all open to the outside, no walls. Oh, and a house gamelan. This is very nice.
Well, after you get settled, I'll have Henry take you to meet Miss De Silva.
Henry?
Henry is my driver.
Indonesian?
Yes. Henry's from Bukittinggi.
Henry?
Your room has a nice view of both volcanoes.
What luck. Oh, the balcony.
That's Mount Singalang over there. It's usually covered with mist in the mornings.
What about the other one, with the clouds at the peak?
Merapi, Mount Merapi, that's not a cloud. It's smoke.
You mean it's active?
Mount Merapi means fire mountain.
Great. So it just puffs out a little smoke every now and then, huh?
Every day. But it hasn't erupted lately.
Good.
I'll see you this evening.
You're not coming?
Oh, no.
Well, here I am, standing on my balcony, looking out over the city, a splendid view of the volcanoes. Oh, that mountain air is fabulous. The last day of Ramadan. What more could you ask for? Jesse's collected some pretty powerful sayings in this notebook. Here's one. It's by the Sufi poet Rumi. The rose has gone from the garden. What shall we do with the thorns?
The king is not in the city. What shall we do with his court? The fair are cages, beauty and goodness, the bird. When the bird has flown,
what shall we do
with the cage?
With the cage. So, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You're from West Sumatra, right?
Yes.
Are you Muslim? Yes?
I'm a Muslim, but my stomach doesn't like being a Muslim.
You don't like fasting?
I'm what you call a very poor Muslim.
I see.
I don't pray 5 times a day. I don't go to the mosque, but I'm a Muslim.
Well, where did you get a name like Henry?
From my father.
Your father?
His name was Henry.
Well, that explains everything.
I'm sorry, my English is not so good.
That's a lot better than my Indonesian.
Indonesian is very, very easy.
Yeah, says you.
Belajar bahasa Indonesia itu mudah sekali.
What was that?
I said Indonesian is very easy to learn. English is very difficult.
Hey, what is that strange clock tower?
That is Jam Gadong.
Come again?
It's mean Big Ben of Bukit Tinggi. It was built by the Dutch. They occupied this country for many, many years, maybe 300 years. Actually 350.
Oh, that explains why I see so many Dutch tourists. They come back to reminisce about the good old days when they owned everything.
Good old days. Here we are, boss.
Oh, thanks, Henry. I'll see you later. Mr. Silva.
Please, call me Indrani.
Indrani. So, Ramadan ends tonight?
Yes, at midnight.
And they've been fasting for a month?
For 30 days.
Boy, they must be hungry, huh?
Well, they only fast from sunup to sunset.
Oh.
From 6 in the morning until 6 at night.
Well, that's not so bad.
Well, for those 12 hours of fasting, they don't smoke, they don't eat or drink water or anything.
No coffee?
Nothing.
No Diet Coke?
Nothing.
Well, it's one tough religion, I guess. But, oh, listen to that. I love to hear the call to prayer. It certainly casts a spell. It's like calling to the soul.
Yes, it is.